You said Beastar Bunny there?
That's what I thought he said.
Little Beastar Bunny. But he does get a bit of the Beastie Boy about him, and he's like, hey, you want some candy? It's like, you want to see my eggs? You want to see my chocolate eggs?
Fighting out of the G4 Studios, Scotland, Paul Bearchu Craig, Chris, the bad guy, Vanguard, Ross Cooper. Presenting from the street or in the shade, it's time for Leather Podcast.
Did you see what Gillison, Shane Gillison, Matt call him the diddler?
The diddler.
Oh.
How funny is that?
He's That's quality. The Free diddler. Palestine. He just says it all fucking day.
What's the diddler been up to?
What has the diddler been up to?
I don't know, man.
He's still just cutting about. He's not been lifted or that, eh?
Did he gear up his drug dealer or something like that when he... I heard he boarded his private jet. He flies to wherever he's going, wherever he was trying to get away, and then gave up his drug dealer as part of like the deal with the FBI. Like, you can have this guy.
Oh, dirty bastard.
Shan, like, can he do that?
Hunter's a good time.
If the wolf's close to the door, sometimes you've got to give a wee sacrifice.
Man's took one for the team.
Paul, you left your mic up a wee bit.
I think Snoop Dogg did the same thing, eh?
What, he was beefing?
No, it was Snoop Dogg was meant to have shot the policeman, indeed.
Can you hear me?
His mate took it on the chin for him. Years ago, this is fucking forever ago. Snoop Dogg, I was meant to have shot an off-duty policeman or something.
You would take the hit for him and then...
Take the money, aye.
Spent a couple of years in jail.
I know. They're millionaires, they're not giving a fuck.
Get that fucking gym bod on the go.
Shug Knight's been saying stuff in prison about him as well. He said, I told you this about Diddy fucking years ago.
So did you see there's a crank picture of Biggie, and he's obviously got his squint eye, and one eye's looking at Diddy, and the other one's looking at the fucking control board, and he's like, even Diddy knew. Even Biggie knew. Keep an eye on him.
Like, that's funny.
It was scaly eyed fuck.
The news is wild now, eh? Loads of fucking mad shit all over it. P. Diddy, this fucking bridge. Just, it's weird. Weird times.
The Baltimore Bridge.
Mm-hmm. And then Russia saying it was Britain and America who caused the fucking theater attack and stuff like that. Just weird fucking. They'll chuck out anything, eh? They don't give a fuck. They were saying the King was dead 2 weeks ago. So they were putting out in the news. But yeah, busy weekend for us all, I think. Everyone was busy. You were at Metatech and TalkSport.
I was. Me and Greg, we'd done a wee tour. So I'll tell you the story. My manager hit me up. She's like, TalkSport want to do an interview with you, just a wee quick one, just about your fight in Rio. And I was like, aye, that's fine. So she sends me the address. We go to this place. The address did say Arnold Clark. That was my fault. But I didn't think it was going to be an Arnold Clark. So there was a place called Phoenix House, and we rock into Phoenix House. We got all the footage as well, so it's going to be coming out on Patreon. We get in there, chat the door. Hey, I'm looking for TalkSport Radio. The lassie's like, nah, you're in the wrong place. So I come back out. I'm trying to get a hold of them. I'm waiting to use guys pop them out, be like, hey, it's a fucking joke. Turns out it was actually in an Arnold Clark. They were doing like one of these fun days where they were doing live in live in Arnold Clark and fucking Paisley. Me and the big man rock up. We have no idea who it is. There's Ally McCoy sitting with Pete Townsend, the guitarist for fucking Andy Townsend and
John Hartson at that time.
So I look at him like, oh fuck, I've no idea what the fuck's happening here. So then Colin Henry appears as well. So he's on after us, and then we're going on to do our wee bit. Mm-hmm. So just before it, have a quick chat with the guys, and they're like, right, how do you say your opponent's name? What's camp been like? Just ask me some like brief questions. And then both guys were in, weren't they? They were really interested in actually finding out about MMA.
I thought it was fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought they were spot on.
Aye. Oh. So they were asking the questions, obviously pushing the fight, and then pushing their new channel as well. I've seen they've got like a Talk MMA, Sport MMA, which is it shows you where the sport's going. Mm-hmm. So we were totally, I was underprepared for this. And then obviously I like Ally McCoist. Mm. Who doesn't like Ally McCoist? Doesn't matter if you're Rangers or Celtic or whatever mm-hmm. fan you are. Ally McCoist's a good pundit. And he's got some good chat and some good stories. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of starstruck. And then we then have to go through there to...
Yeah, but I thought they were going to ask you about the Scotland game. And I was like, mine Scotland played last night. And they get me and you're like, oh, aye, that's right.
I was like, I don't watch a lot of football now. Like I'll maybe watch an important game. That's why I like the World Cup or the European Cup, because you can dip in, watch it for like a couple of weeks and then be like, right, that's me done. Mm-hmm. Rather than being like, right, I need to watch 9 months of football. So I do enjoy football, but it's just trying to find the time. And for us being fighters, it's hard to find time at the weekend, because if we have got time at the weekend, we're trying to recover or trying to spend it with our family, and especially when you're in camp. But it was, I was definitely underprepared for getting there. And then we rocked up to the gym and done some sparring, and then the bold Cooper strolls in like the fucking...
with my daughter, because she was so sick. She was cool, I sat in the wee room at the side and never... I was expecting her to be out non-stop. But it was a good spar.
It was a good...
I enjoyed it.
And then obviously...
Cut my eyebrow.
James plays the old fucking rock music, and it gets me... gets my plums going.
You buy the tunes with a class in there.
Aye.
Like, I was well impressed with the tunes.
See, when I first started in higher level, I thought James was like gaslighting me, like, because it's all the kind of music I like. And I was like, this fucking prick, man, fucking trying to gaslight me. But then it turns out we've got very, very similar music tastes. You did catch a spinning back kick to the eye, to above the eyebrow.
To be fair, I checked half it, didn't I? I didn't think that's what was coming. I got the arm up just in time. But the sort of toes hit the forearm and then the heel right came up through, and just, it wasn't too bad. Split it a little bit.
Is that what cut you, the spinning back kick?
But it was at chest height. It was my own fault, because the way, what I thought was
you,
coming,
you
didn't
off,
he?
Dipped
I dipped off and then I went, oh, you fucker, I need to go back the other way. And it got me, but it was like one of the last rounds as well. Of course it fucking was.
Did you look over and see, so I've had some... Swedish guys in the gym?
I saw them, aye.
So it was like a middleweight, welterweight, and like another guy.
A tall guy with tattooed neck and stuff.
I just to look over and see Sean just fucking nailing this guy's calves with fucking calf kick. Bumf, bumf, bumf. And the guy's like, you can see the guy's in fucking pain, but like Sean's just...
Maybe I've touched him a wee bit or something.
Aye.
That's landed on him. That's what's probably happened. Aye.
And then he's just came in at the game as dinner. But
and obviously he's only...
a few weeks out, so he's firing on all cylinders. But
maybe you would never get caught with that kick if you didn't take like 2 months at the gym and just rock up to spam.
Okay,
well, cameras are rolling.
I'll come in the morning as well.
But, it's a good session, that one, isn't
it? It was. And then I'm annoyed at myself with fucking big Camille, because I done what I always done. So we did our rounds, like it was like kickboxing rounds, and then it was like just minute on, minute off grappling at the end, wasn't it? Something like that. Which I said to Paul, I'm like, look, I'll still jump in for them if you didn't make me fucking bleeding on you. Big Camille, during the kickboxing rounds, we were putting a three. So it's like 2-2, 2-2, 2-2. You're
just running a train.
Aye.
I know how it works, bro.
I know. But Big Camille is fucking cabbaged. So I says, it's all right, Camille, can I just work with you? So he's obviously fucked. So I know, as soon as we got to the grappling, can't just try to rip my fucking arm off. I was like, what the fuck? Why have you waited till now? Like, I was sound to you. What have you done that for?
I gave you the nod and you did not give me the nod.
Mark Ewan was like, I didn't give him fuck all. Didn't he work for him fuck all, Ross? If he's knackered, put on the cunt. I was like, a bit strong, but now I wish I had. But I'm just kidding. I love Big Camille.
So we hit that.
It's a jungle.
And then this Sunday was the opening of Cammy's gym in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. Impressive.
It
facility.
Looks brilliant for the photos, like, obviously. I've not been there, but it looks good.
Top class mats. I think they're the, what did they say they were, the Fuji ones?
I can't remember.
The Fuji or Zebra, it will be.
Mm-hmm. They're the two big names, right?
Cracking mats, all like branded up as well for the wall. Wall's a proper wall. Know this stuff that you've tried to make yourself. Mm-hmm. Proper wall, proper mat wall.
Big lads crashed into it as well.
It's a nice, so the actual floor's built up a little bit and it's made to have a little bit of give in it. Mm-hmm. So it's no like boom when you hit it. I don't remember if...
Is that a crate or not? Like a pallet?
Aye. So it actually moves and it gives you a wee bit. It's better for grappling and it's better for if you're getting taken down. Closer to the octagon than just being on hard floor. You think about it, the vast majority of gyms that we've went to, they put it directly onto the floor, which is normally like a concrete base. so you're getting slammed straight onto concrete. Doesn't matter what the mat is, there's no give in it.
Think about when you started, it was just pull out the old judo mats. I mind that. Pulled out judo mats in the fucking gym hall.
We had old jigsaw mats, wasn't it? You used to get your toe stuck in between mm-hmm. maybe fucking
yeah, the first time.
Right. It was raised right off the floor,
man. It was good. And then obviously that allows a wee bit of ventilation in. Mm-hmm. So the gym's well set up. It's got a cold plunge pool, a sauna. It's just in, and it's right next to the boxing gym as well. So, like, I'm not sure what the membership's like, if you can get a membership for both, because the two of them are linked. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, but it's right next to Kinnick's gym, and great facility. Myself and James were there, and James was like, straight off the bat, he's like, so we're going to show you some moves, but we're going to do triangles, and I'm going to have a triangle off against Paul, because I think my triangles are better than Paul's. I was like, you dirty bastard. And he's like, I'll go first. I think we'd done rock, paper, scissors, and he won. First triangle he shows is my triangle. It shows my Kennedy Ninchecu. I was saying his name's like Ninchechichu, whatever it is. So anyway.
Big Kennedy.
Aye. Big K-Dog. So he shows that, and then he's like, right, your turn, Paul. So then I showed him the Jamal Hill one with a mirror lock into the triangle, and then he shows like side control mount triangle, and then I show a flying triangle. But brilliant day. We were only there for an hour. It was Easter Sunday, mm-hmm. and then I had to rush back and spend time with the kids.
Got your eggs to roll.
Painting eggs. I went full Millhouse this year, drew a painted Millhouse on my egg.
I never painted an egg.
No?
Nah.
Did you not do it?
Nah. We had like 3 Easter egg hunts for the wee ones, and my son is kind of at that age now where he's like, he just joined in with one of them.
Do any think the Easter Bunny's a shit character for Easter? Or just in general, like when you think about Santa, Santa's the OG, right? And you've got the Easter Bunny.
Burgos your house, isn't it? It's the fucking, because it's old time, isn't it? It's before Christianity, the rabbit fucking... Spring, bairns are coming in that. Is that not what it's meant to be?
I have no idea.
I think so. I think it's just old.
It is just a shit holiday. Like,
cunts love it now, but what's the fucking. When did you ever. What did you get for when you were a boy for Easter?
Just love chocolate, mate. I don't.
You got an Easter egg and that was it. There's kids getting fucking presents.
You got
everything.
An Easter egg and a cup.
Cup, aye.
A cup. You always got a mug mm-hmm. and it'd be in the cupboard for like 30 years.
Cadbury's mug.
Is this actually a German tradition, the Easter bunny?
Of course it is. All aye. European traditions are German.
Germanic.
Mm.
There you go. Look at the old Beaster Bunny with the fucking slacks on, horn in the pocket.
Like, did you say Beaster Bunny? Though?
That's what I thought he said. The old Beaster Bunny, but he does get a bit of the Beastie Boy about him, and he's like, "Hey, you want some candy? Like, you want to see my eggs? You want to see my chocolate eggs?"
Somebody works in Ralph Lauren, man.
What'd you get up to?
So, you was on Friday night, or you went to see the
hockey?
The hockey.
It was good. I liked it. I had a good time. I'd never been before.
Did you get a wee foot on, Chris?
No, I didn't get nothing. No, I got a bit of chicken and rice, actually.
It was decent.
But that wasn't for the downstairs up, was for the foyer, but just, it was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. It's the same. So,
did the boy enjoy it?
I loved it.
Did he get to do the fist bump?
We did. Aye, he was loving every bit of it. It's so, I had no idea this was so fucking kid-friendly. He was loving it. And then, see the, throwing the pucks at the... Is it called Clangus? Mm-hmm. The fucking wee Highland cowman.
So the kids get pucks and try and hit them?
Aye. So
you put your name and number on it, and whoever gets picked to get the...
They get a draw. They can win money.
It's like a raffle type thing, but you just lob the pucks on.
Just fucking chuck the pucks on the ice.
That happens at football matches as well.
With the teddies. Dortmund do something like that.
But it's no pucks or thing. It's normally like
fucking
balls, cans.
I know.
Is that Clangus?
That's him there. And then it cuts about, you can get pictures with it. I don't know, it was just good, eh? It was a good atmosphere. He had a great time.
How did the clan get on?
They got beat.
There was 5-1, I think it was.
To Dundee.
Aye.
They got an overtime win
yesterday. Last night. 3-2. So they can still get the playoffs if they win this Sunday. I tried to get tickets for Sunday, there's none.
Why don't you just hit up? Yeah.
I'd like to do that. But I couldn't get... There's odd seats here and there, but there isn't like 4 together, because I thought, I'll take my wee lassie as well. She'd like it. Mm-hmm. But my son, he was fucking love it. Then, as soon as a fight started in like 4 minutes or 3 minutes or something. He was like, I can't fight on the net. He was loving it. Eh? He's trying to get his phone out and video it and send it to his pal. And I was like, that's cool. Quality. It was
they
very
just
good.
Announced a season ticket buyback. So if you check, there might be tickets available.
They give you like a tenner for your ticket back and you can watch the stream for free or something if you can't go. So they're just trying to fill it. And it was full, eh? We couldn't.
That's brilliant.
I didn't really see any spare seats. And it was like a nice atmosphere as well. There was no. And people are walking about, they're having beers, they're fucking eating, they're. Everything was cool.
And we were right beside the Dundee fans.
Aye.
They did drums and shit, so it was a good atmosphere.
It was. There was a few people with drums and things. Like, it's not the same as like, it's 3,600, I think. So,
what's the number for Cage Warriors?
I think that'll be close to 4,000. I was trying to look at it for, so when you see where the cage would be and then how many more people you could put down on the rink, I think that'll be closer to 4,000.
See for the rink, do they cover the rink up or do they actually just take it out?
I asked that Cody that and he said they put stuff down on it.
They melt it?
Really?
They melt it down for the summer.
So after...
When's the season over?
Sunday.
This Sunday
coming, aye.
Well, if they get the playoffs, then you go into like best of seven games.
Mm-hmm. But if they didn't win this Sunday,
what does the playoff get them?
I fucking don't know.
It's like the trophy they play
like the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Cool. I thought that's because I said to that Cody, the big tall guy, like, what do they do? And he said, oh, they put stuff over it. But if you're saying they melt it, they fucking melt it.
Maybe they do that if there's like a venue during season, because I don't imagine it's very cost effective.
They've got like Colour Fest coming up as well, so that's like the.
Who do that in there?
Aye. Venga Boys and that, is it?
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
I seen it yesterday. I used to go every year and then it's like, it was just DJs and it was like, Venga Boys.
We had a Colour Fest collaboration.
You know your fucking tits and see Venga Boys up there.
Aye, so you're going to...
That wasn't the off seat. Obviously that's ice rink.
So you're going to Brayhead to get your, like, shopping for your holidays and then there's wee guys out there's dial ready for Colour Fest.
So they have it on like the outside at the boardwalk bit at the water, you know? Have you been around that side?
Like the back end of it?
Aye. So that's like their stages and tents here. Then it goes into the inside the actual arena.
That's pretty good.
Aye. So but it's an all-day shot. It stops at like 4 a.m. But you're in there for like fucking 12. And it's usually a hot day. Well, when I used to go. And you're just out in the boardwalk. Listen to some fucking DJ. Out your tits.
And then
as the night progresses, you end up in the big arena. You see the bigger DJs. The main event.
What's the... Give me a good story. A wee old school story.
A good story right away. So we're in the fucking lineup getting searched. Me and all my mates who've just got off this minibus, like,
and the dog sits down straight away.
20s, right? Someday we know. I'll tell you after. So they put you in single files, and then the dogs come up and down you. So they only let you in drips and drabs. So all of a sudden, like, as the dogs went by, my mate, who we know is just bolted, man. I'm talking
full on sprint.
Linford Christie bolted, and everybody's just like, "What the fuck?" And because catch him, and all. We're all just laughing, like,
so he bolted in.
Aye,
oh, brilliant,
right? So you right can do. Into the main arena, right in there, and just started just peeling like his tracky tap off, his t-shirt off, and apparently just went and stood at the front like kidding on. He was like raving, right? Like as if he'd been in for hours.
That's the tactic.
And when I bumped into him, I'm like, what the fuck happened to you? Is that? Or the my stuff fell out my pocket and I just wrapped it and just ran. So where he was just a big bag of whatever that mean. And he just pulled it though, but we all were under pressure, like, oh shit, what's going on here? But we eventually met up with him like half an hour later and he was fine, you know what I mean? But it was funny.
I didn't have I didn't have as good luck at the Highland Showground. Used to do Tiesto and all the same type of stuff, standing in the queue, and I can remember them just walking along with the dog and just be like,
is it the police?
Aye, it's the police. Right. And the dog just sitting straight down beside you and you just stand there like you can't even see it, eh?
You're not allowed to touch your dog.
Yes, don't touch your dog.
And the boy just, alright mate, come with us, no bother. Just, so do you have any you shouldn't? Aye, watch his geezer and this can you can just go, aye, no bother.
Did just let you in there?
No, let me go. And then I just joined the queue again and gave the boy at the front 20 quid to let me in. But that was when I was like 18. Now it'd be a fucking QR code, be a nightmare to get in. Even club nights, like at a normal nightclub, QR code, scan you in. It's a shame because you'll get boys, we get all the time, they buy a ticket on Twitter and it's just a fucking QR code and they've been done, eh? Wow. So they've paid 50 quid and then they go, oh, my ticket doesn't... Mm-hmm. You're buying them on Twitter, buddy, what do you fucking expect?
Right.
Or you get a lot of people, they scan their ticket, they come like right at the start for the opening, scan their ticket, they go straight in, and then they post the ticket on Twitter. So it looks legit. They come to the front door and then boom, already been scanned and the boy's fucked. So it's a bit of a shite one, but you take your chance when you buy these things online. Right. You know what I mean? Gone are the days you could just give some sound cunts in the front door 20 quid and come in.
Can you do that?
No, really. Because it's usually an outside promoter. So unless like the lassies on the cash desk or the people who do the scanning or sound. So I used to do it at Tea in the Park. You would get all the scanners stand. You come up the queue and the guys scan your ticket. It used to be, I don't know what's his name because he still works at that company, but they would scan your ticket, and then if they got caught, then the police would just go to us, can you just see them out and deactivate their ticket and that. And we would go, I ain't bother. So I had like the gun that activates your ticket or deactivates it, and I would just go, buddy, you've got 30 seconds to give me all the money in your wallet and I'll just let you go straight back in. And they would just go, nay bother. Boom. And I'd just let them go. I'd be like, you've got 30 seconds, because we're like walking back to the gates and like, it's now or never, Ken. It was 250 quid for a weekend ticket at the time. So it's up to you.
It's just been deactivated.
And these were guys who'd been caught with like a joint or something like that. And the police are chucking them out. I'm like, fucking hell. And you know what I mean? Like, if they caught you with anything, they put you.
That's shit.
But if they caught you with stuff they thought you were selling, obviously they arrested you. But if it's like a pill, a wee bit of powder, a fucking joint, a chucking cunt suit. So I would just go, just open your wallet, my man. You can go straight back in like nothing's happened.
Man, got to hustle.
I know. Like, got to help out the people. But I can't do it for free.
I can't do it for the people, but the people got to pay.
I know. Robin Hood wasn't doing it for fuck all. Kept a wee bit of the gold. he distributed the gold amongst the poor. Ish. Kept a wee bit. He's made Marion to be taking it. Do you know what I mean? It used to be much more relaxed back then. Now people are. Nobody's even got cash. That's the thing. Nobody's even got cash on them, so you can't do it.
Normally keep my card in the back of my phone, like, you know, like maybe Apple MagSafe things.
Aye.
I took it off the other night to put a charger on it, like a wireless charger, and I never put it back on. So when I went to get my haircut today, I got a haircut, boys, just for the podcast. Went and got a haircut today. I didn't have any means to get money. And I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, man. Like, and I don't have money in my pockets. And I'm like,
right now, he is.
I'm literally like,
I promise I'll come back.
I'm going to be late. I'm going to be late for my appointment. And I don't have money for it. Just said to the guy, I was like, listen, mate, I'll drop money in. You're cutting my hair.
You need to do something with this.
A signed card then.
You're cutting the hair. I think I'm going to dye it a wee bit more blonder. You know what I'm saying?
Might as well now.
Keep it up. What do you think, Craig? Go full fucking blonde.
Go Oliveira in Brazil.
Aye.
Aye,
we've got a few weeks, so I had a phone call last night with Lee, the nutritionist, and I thought he was going to cut my calories. I was on this phone call, FaceTiming him, and I was like, I didn't want to do the call because I was like, this motherfucker's going to cut my calories.
Why is that?
Are you over?
I'm not over, I just know as it gets closer to the time, you know, he starts to reduce them because he wants to see bigger.
What are you,
four weeks out, you two, three?
Two on Saturday,
I'm five.
Aye.
Is it? Four? I think I'll leave in four, and I fight the week after that, so it's five. Right. Am I right in saying that?
What are you? The first? The
fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, this motherfucker, fuck this guy. And I told Adam, I'd went out the other night, and had a pizza for him, like with the family at Easter.
And Adam's grassed you.
Adam's grassed me.
Bastard.
Adam Wasby's a grass, pass it on. And then he's like, so Lee asked me, what was your weight today? And I'm like, it was a wee bit over the, where we, and then Adam's just in the background chuckling, tell him what you had. It's like, fuck you. But it was, I didn't put any weight on, but just because I had my dinner late that lot. Like, because if you have food late, normally I'll stop eating at 8 o'clock, and that gives it enough time to go through my body, digest. When I step in the scales this morning, in the morning, it's a more accurate representation of my weight. But because I ate late, I never wasn't didn't manage to go through the whole process of digestion, and I was slightly heavier than I would normally have been, and
When do you stop eating at night? What time, roughly? 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. I just like to have like an empty stomach going to sleep and allow the body just to
sleep better anyway.
Wake up later anyway, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And I just like, it gives me a truer reflection. I eat all my calories, but there's some nights where, like a Monday night where we don't finish till like the session finishes at 8, so I'm in the car physically eating my dinner. So I'm trying.
Yeah, you've got to be prepped up. Like, yeah. You're looking a bit more cheerful though, like normally than you would be.
The last camp for in Vegas, it was shattered because I went back to back with a fight camp.
Mm-hmm.
So my body never get enough time to recover and get all the nutrients back in it.
Lee's right there as well, so it's always like you're constantly having to think about it. There's no.
Do you want a protein bar? Is Lee watching? Not then. I don't want a protein bar. Like, see if Lee's not there. I'm fucking chewing down that protein bar, and that's what I said to him on that phone call last night. I was like, it's the Oreo protein bars.
They're good, eh?
They're wee cocksuckers.
The grenade ones.
See the white chocolate Oreo?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, man. Mm. And I put it in the fridge or the freezer, because then it's solid, and then when you bite it, it's solid, and then you've got to, like, savour it. Mm-hmm. Rather than just going like just stamming in your face like, oh, I want another one. Never. Anaconda's got some new equipment for support, and Ross is currently rocking the shoulder. They've got a whole host of stuff, like the new ankle brace. They've got the original knee brace, which is their flagship for their equipment. Knees, ankles, wrists, you name it, Anaconda's got your back. Why not check them out as well for their kit? And if you're a leathered customer, a leather podcast subscriber, listener, what's the link?
At the checkout, you can put in leather 10 for 10% off. You can get two rash guards just now, or any two products for $59. You can get a rash guard for $24.95. I think that's all the offers on at the moment.
So if you have got any long-term injuries or you're looking just to spruce up your gym attire, then why not check out Anaconda? Ross, where can you find Anaconda?
AnacondaFightwear.co.
Or just hit the link in the bio. And as Ross said, Ross, what are the deals at the moment?
$24.95 for any rash guard or any two products for $59.99.
Guys, don't suffer in silence. Let Anaconda look after you. My advice for MD, it's doing a weight cut or watching what they're eating, dieting, sit down and eat your dinner. There's times where I'll just fucking eat it as I'm like walking back to the table and it's finished with it. Oh, fucking. Didn't even savour that.
Like a dog.
But it's probably one of the worst parts of camp, isn't it? Is watching what you're eating, because
I don't watch. I just fucking eat in.
Like, you think about how shitty, Chris, it's been when we've no followed our diet properly, and it's had a negative effect on the weight cut.
Aye.
In comparison to when we follow it. And
well, that last fight for me was the easiest weight cut for me, because I had taken it much more seriously. Aye. To be fair,
I guess it's that thing as well. Like, one of the reasons I didn't want to go full time as a fighter was because then it's your job.
Aye.
And you need to take it seriously, and if you're not taking it seriously, like, and you fuck up, then you're like, oh, but I wasn't taking it serious because it's not my job.
But you're only telling yourself that.
Yep.
That's just a lie you're telling yourself, because you've got everybody else going, oh, you look great and you're doing great, you're in great shape, and I've said, that's fucking strict as fuck, this diet. But you know yourself when you're cutting corners. You know when you're letting, you can say it to yourself, you've got every cunt else fucking filled, but I know what you've been doing.
Right.
That's the difference, eh? So if you're happy lying to yourself as well, that's cool, but... Mm-hmm. You know yourself, you can. You know when you do something you shouldn't. You know when you fucking could have made it to training and you didn't go. You know when you just went, ah, fuck it. I started off with shite food this morning and I just carried it on through the day. I went out fucking bevy, and there's cunts day that before fights. They just go out fucking drinking.
What's like, real Jimmy Jones, isn't it?
Well, so he says.
Do you not believe it?
Nah. I think
do you believe it?
No.
That he drinks, parties.
That he parts part of the week before, isn't it?
I don't believe that's true.
I think he's maybe done it a few times. And he'd get away with it because he's so skillful and better than everybody else. But mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it by.
Do you think one night out, I
prefer not to do it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think one night out is going to have a massive impact on your what you've done for 12 weeks?
No, a week before, no.
No, a week. So. On the week of, though, he's saying he's fucking drinking all week right up until. So I don't know. No, the week before I did it, I think you'll be all right.
LGSP used to like a glass of red wine.
As a red wine after training, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Still does it now. Says it's good for his heart and that.
No, the tonic.
Maybe.
Getting bust.
Aye.
Busting the tonic, John Jones style.
Did you watch the fights at the weekend?
I watched the Weidman one and Buckley.
The eye poke. this was the controversy IPOC where people are like, we need to sort these gloves. How do we sort them?
I felt like Weidman fucking meant to poke him in the eye. It's kind of how it looked.
They've done it four times.
Aye, it was especially, I don't know, I thought it looked quite deliberate. It looked quite intentional to me, hands open.
Did he lose a point? No.
No, he fucking won the fight. So, nah, but then the commission have looked at
and overthrown,
overturned it to his unanimous decision win, because he was up on the scorecard 2-10-8 rounds, I think that was right. So they've went to the scorecards anyway and given it to Weidman as a unanimous decision.
He says he's appealing it.
Who? Weidman's appealing it. His opponent's appealing it.
Bruno. Aye, definitely. It would be hard to say that was accidentally. Maybe one. I'll give you one. But they looked fucking...
Aye, fingers were always out, which was the annoying thing.
See if we just punished them straight off the bat.
But so what do you do? Do you...
Like, if you've got VAR in football, surely you can have somebody at the side watching and being like, right, that's a finger in the eye. Just straight lose a point.
I'm sure I've seen them do that.
And reset the position,
I'm sure I've seen Goddard check a replay for an eye poke or an illegal knee or something like that.
And then deducted a point. See if you were... See if
changed
was
the outcome of the fight. I'm sure he changed it to a no contest or something like that. I'm sure I watched a fight that bet on.
They called him through for the back. You're fucking right.
Herb Dean. Was it Herb Dean?
Ah.
But that one, like, he poked him in the first round, he poked him in the second round, but the second round, the two of them came a one, he went with his fist, and Wyman was always gone with the fingers out, and then the actual finish of the fight, he's caught him twice with both hands,
like boom, boom,
and then
right
the guy's dropped, and then he's finished him because he's dropped him,
and he's kind of just covered his
face.
That
should have been reviewed. That finish should have been reviewed.
What about, like, How do you fix it? Do you think it's these gloves that kind of roll your hands in a bit?
No, I don't. You still need to grapple with that.
I know. Who was it?
Pride.
Was it Bellator?
Pride had the curve
in it.
I think Bellator tried to do something as well with their gloves, but I don't know if they do it now. But it seems to be the same people are always guilty of the eye poking. It does always seem to be the same. Like, Weidman didn't he do it once and then the guy turned his face away and got TKO'd. He'd done it more than once.
And that's the thing. See if you've trained for that 12 weeks or 10 weeks, whatever your fight camp run, and you get an eye poke and they go, can you see? And you say, no, I cannot see. Then that goes down as a no contest because you can't see. So the vast majority of fighters are going to be like, it's fine. I'm going to take the eye poke and going to continue with blurred vision or whatever the effects is. As I've brought up before, when I fought Kennedy, he fingered my, and I couldn't see out it. Like, I literally couldn't see it. It, like, scratched my retina.
Even that, the next day, you see some of these guys, their faces are a fucking mess with it. It gets infected. Their eyes are... like, you know yourself. How many people have you poked in the eye?
None.
Did a lot of fights, eh? Many people you poked in the eye?
None.
It's the same fucking people who do it all the time. Tell you who else was a cunt for it. DC. He was fucking horrendous for it. John Jones, aye. He would have his hands right out like that. John Jones, horrendous for it. That fucking Kennedy, he's still doing it. It's always the same guys doing it.
And so when they come in, they tell you, it's an up palm, isn't it?
They're clear as fuck.
Either like this is an up.
You'll hear the referee shouting, hat your finger.
I'm going to the referee then.
Aye.
I was like,
so what's this? What's this you've got put up here?
These are the... Hingway's coach's gloves, aren't they? Justin Gaethje's coach's gloves. His name's went out my head.
Aye, so they're Trevor Whitman's gloves that he's designed, and everyone raves about them. Joe Rogan's always talking about them, saying that they're a perfect balance between prohibiting or preventing eye pokes while also still giving the fighters the ability to grapple.
So if you're looking to put your hand on the mat and base to get up, and your hands are unable to get a proper full palm flat in the mat, then there's going to be an issue.
Or taking a wrist or anything. I don't know. I would have to see. Because a wrist, once
if I was a ref, before I'm like, listen, this is your warning before the fight's started. Don't eye poke. And then when they do it in the fight, you've got a point off. Because I've already told you through the back, I've told you in the cage.
I agree with that. Like, if you
it's down to the ref to be stricter, and then when they do it, they can't complain.
And I agree, obviously.
But then, see if you're putting an absolute beating on somebody and an eye poke occurs, it can totally change the whole outcome of a fight.
For sure.
And it's nothing to do with how skilled you are as a... You win a fight through DQ,
Well, just how.
So then the ref needs to look at it and say, Was that accidental, or is he taking a beat and just he's just tried to level the playing field here? But and then you know that's a DQ. Not mm-hmm. mean you've actually meant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, when they're thrown that King came, or just catch him or brush him a wee bit. You can tell what he's not really meant that.
If it's like sometimes they throw in the thumb aye, part, kind of. I get it. That can be happen.
A warning or a point off. But if the guy's really like fucking,
it felt like to me like Weidmans were dead. Aye, basically.
I've been learning how to fight.
It felt to me like Weidmans were. I'm not wanting to say they were intentional, but he definitely wasn't making any effort not to poke him in the eye.
No, he was like that.
He was like that.
Right. But he was fighting well. He was like mm-hmm. like the amount of kicks he was throwing with the leg that it got broke was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. I think he was proving a point with that.
His grappling against the cage was great, so he was winning the rounds. He was doing good. That was just ruined it for him a wee bit. Mm-hmm. The eye pokes.
His eye was bad as well. Mm-hmm. His eye was quite it was shut. Not near enough. So.
A punch,
I think it was a punch, aye.
And what was the Buckley fight like?
Fucking Buckley just.
I think Loki quit. Just gave up on half his back and just got pounded out, man. Mm-hmm. It was weird.
Again, no sure. It could be one of the ones similar to like, see when Colby fought Leon. Obviously, that wasn't a 100% Colby. There was no way.
Looked like match fixing to me, man.
Are you going with that one?
Aye. He just, in fact, he just went to his back, remember? He didn't really get dropped.
Who was it was just talking about the Max Fix? Was it you, Craig?
Aye.
I'm going to grass you in, Craig. You want to go for it?
So, after the fight, Buckley had posted a video on Twitter or Instagram alleging that he'd seen Vicente Luque with James Krause, and like James Krause was giving him a pat on the back saying, oh, you've done well, and handed him something.
Hmm.
But whether that's true or not...
I find it hard to believe he'd do that in a place he could be seen doing it.
It was an April Fool, wasn't it?
Or was it? That was what Buckley said.
That video was in April Fool.
Oh, right.
But he was like, and then I heard him whisper, you did a good job. Like,
it was an April Fool.
But, like, he did, though, literally quit in the fight.
It looked all
he
day.
He fell his back, and then he went to half guard, and he was pounding away for about a minute. Mm-hmm. Then he just started getting heavier, and he was just curled up, and he was just stopped.
Buckley said the same thing. It was like he didn't want to be in with him, or he didn't want to be there. Aye. Like, Luque didn't want to be there. Which it seems mental, because he's a fucking pretty scrappy guy. Like, he's never...
But then it's that thing where it's like something can happen in your fight camp mm-hmm. which makes it, right, I can't actually go 100% in this position.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got him in a position where...
He's just went in anyway.
I think is he older? Lucky, I know he's fought for a while. Yeah.
Was he not meant to fight
He was meant to fight Gary just recently in that one that we're at all...
smoked him, man.
Mm. For sure, if that's how he was...
Buckley Gary would be a good fight now.
Mm-hmm. Probably going to be the sort of direction they go away.
I want to see the Gary versus MVP.
Aye.
That's
mm-hmm.
the thing.
That's the one. Aye,
Gary
probably
Gary doesn't want it,
you know. You don't think so?
Does he know?
They say he doesn't want it.
Why?
Because he's lower than him in the rankings.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm. But I think he's shooting for the Covington fight, isn't he?
Aye. That looks pretty much
his
like
wife's definitely shooting for that fight.
Well, they were
somebody
both
shooting.
They both had loads to say on social media, and then it just went bump and stopped. So usually that's the kind of sign, isn't it? They must have signed to fight.
Mm-hmm. Or signed to fight someone else.
Well, there's that as well.
Mm-hmm. But this week's UFC is Brendan Allen versus Chris Curtis, is that right? This is the one we would have been on if we'd taken that fight.
I don't really like Brendan Allen, to be fair.
I think
he's quite annoying to listen to. And you know who else can't take criticism? Fucking Jamal Hill, man. Like
Jamal takes everything mad personally.
So much, man. Like see him on socials.
Mm-hmm.
He can't take a bit of...
He's been putting a lot of social media back out again, which is his TikToks could be quite funny sometimes mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But like you say, it seems anybody has a shot at him. He only takes it quite badly. He's replying to them like you're doing exactly what you.
He did that. Like
he did it to you.
There wasn't. He was, but there was quite a lot of hate towards him with regards to me and him fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And he took that as that was me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like coming after me, and I was like, man, I ain't get beef with anybody in this fucking sport. There's nobody in this division or in this sport that I'm like this motherfucker. But mm-hmm. he'd built up this picture where I was the bad guy, and he was mm-hmm. a good guy, and. And I do understand.
Maybe that is what it is.
Because I spoke to him after it, and he was like, he was getting a lot of racial abuse.
Oh.
And he was then saying, if that they're Paul Craig fans, then that's why they're giving me racial abuse. And I'm like, nah, they're no fans of mine, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that. The race card just getting through it there. Like, on Twitter, guys just like to say that he's got to get beaten. It's just like, Disney take it at all. So that's trying to break down Potan and him, and you're just like, just except people think you're going to lose, mate. It's not, it's just somebody's opinion, not really.
Some people are like, aye, that's it. Like, it's, there's only one of you is going to lose. It's a fucking one versus one sport. So you pick your guy, don't you?
Did I tell you about a Russian guy who was nailing me? Some Russian guy was fucking hounding me, right, all the time.
Online?
Online. And I was like, screen grabbed him and, what's this?
So I was just searching Jamel Hill and like the lead up to your fight, and that's what one of his quotes was there. If you want to read that back,
I don't know if we should read that back. I don't think I'll read that.
Scotland's new hate crime bill means we can't say that. Thanks, Hamza. You wank.
Well, that's hate crime right there.
Nah, I didn't hate him. I hate him just for being a politician, not for anything else.
That's still hate crime, but
how?
So am I right in saying, Craig, you know better than me? They always had the hate crime with regards to religious, like, hatred.
I believe so, aye.
And now they've just added in age,
gender, and
gender, all this other shit that goes along with. Is that pretty much it?
Majority of the protected characteristics are, like, now involved in it.
Mm.
What do you mean protected?
Just pretty much what Paul said. It's age, gender, race, everybody. If you've got sexual orientation.
So if I call you a ginger bastard and you take offence to that, you could be like,
that's a hate crime.
That's a hate crime. Mm. Is ginger on the list, but if ginger's not on the list,
then what's the point in this podcast?
I know, we're done for.
We've got to get lifted.
I know. Mm. Well, they said they're not going to come after fucking that type of thing, eh? It's got to be like...
But they're going to hit...
They're saying they won't do that.
But they will. What I'm led to believe is, if somebody says that they've been offended by what you've said, it has to be investigated by the police. Am I correct in saying that?
I'm not 100% sure on that. I know for a fact, though, that, like, in terms of this podcast, for example, like, it's still 100% okay to discuss it and debate about it, as long as you're not targeting specific people and expressing hatred towards them. So engaging in a debate is obviously still 100% acceptable.
It's always be. It should never not be. Hmm. But this is what they're trying to do now. So it's take a wee bit away at a time, eh? Wee bit away at a time, wee bit away at a time. Didn't he want you saying, I heard him the other day calling Joe Rogan a right-wing actor, right? How's that then? You're a right-wing actor. The guy's had more left-wing fucking people on his podcast than probably anyone's ever seen. It's fucking mental. Hamza Yousef didn't get voted in either way, so he should be fucking binned off.
I think Al McCoy's comments on it.
What did he say?
He basically just said, on Sunday there's got to be 48,000 to 50,000 people all breaking the law, including himself.
At the Old Firm game. Aye. And of course, so what is going to... They're just fucking songs. They can't actually care. They're just songs, mate. It's fucking silly. I don't know. Am I wrong? Is it? There must be loads of people saying the same thing. It's the same thing for the LGBT thing. It's the same. I got fucking abused off another person with fucking purple hair the other night.
Don't slag my kid.
This was a woman.
Tell me. So,
knocked her husband back for being fucking bevied. And then they were moaning because they didn't have, you needed cash for entry because our card machine was down. So I was like, oh, it's cash for entry tonight. Who carries cash? I was like, we deal literally thousands of cash transactions a week. And she was like, no one carries cash. You're wrong. And I goes, all right, what is it you do? She said, well, I certainly don't stand outside of a nightclub in the rain like you. And I was like, oh, that's nice. And then she was like, you're so condescending. I'm like, you're just fucking, do what you say to me, you fucking idiot. I'm like, Ken, what did they? Fuck off with you and your boyfriend, eh? And he wasn't saying a word. He was just walking out of there. And she was like, I work in the arts. I'm like, aye, the fucking stupid hair gave it away. Like, of course you work in the arts. Like, no real person's going to employ you. No real fucking...
And that's the first time we get pinged.
All right, Hamza's bros. Hamza likes me,
Chris,
mate.
Chris, give your thoughts on this.
I'm a Muslim, so I'm cool.
I'm not touching
I can
it.
Say all sorts of stuff.
I'm not touching it.
I say anything I want. So I long plead, as you're Muslim, say what you
fifth.
Want.
I plead the fifth.
Mashallah, brothers.
If you're looking for a bet in this week's UFC, you know where to go. Ross, where is that place?
McBookie, our official betting partner.
And if you hit the link in our bio, you will be able to get what?
Deposit £5, you get £20 of free bets only for MMA bets and only for new customers who follow the Leather Podcast.
So why not make this week's UFC exciting by betting with McBookie?
What about,
if we're not going to get you coming on with this, what about TikTokers fighting? Can we get you on that? Can we get you to rise?
Nah, I'm not touching that either. Ross can take
it. I was there.
Take the lead.
I was there. I was working it. It was bad.
Was it terrible?
Really bad.
I'd obviously seen the comments, and was it Ben that was watching it?
I think there was like a live stream.
What's fucking worse then?
Oh, yes, yes.
Here we go.
What's worse?
Fucking going to the event or streaming the event, paying money.
I was working the event, so I got paid to be
there.
That's
worse because you're actually visualising it with your own eyeballs, man.
What do you mean? I got paid.
Ah, yeah, but well, watch your fucking wall, man.
It was
just turn around and.
It was like that. It was honestly, it was a shame. Some of it was a fucking shame, eh?
What sort of crowd was there, Ross? Like, is it young people?
Younger people. There was young cunts who come to Liquid Rooms for techno nights and that.
Retards, man.
There was a lot of them too. There were a lot of fifers, eh? A lot of fifers. A lot of people who had trouble reading the menu at the bar. A lot of problems. So I did go over the bridge. It's just so you know.
We don't mention any names. We'll no fucking gear him a fucking.
I'm no welcome over the bridge. I know that. I'd fucking stay this side it. But aye, a lot of problems with fifers. The Ouija crowd who were there were all right. They weren't too bad.
Don't promote any of them on this show.
No. The boxers.
Aye.
There was one fight I would say was competitive, but that's it. The other ones were a shame. There was one wee guy with like, he had like Brad Pitt hair and fury who just like wrapped it during the fight. Just he was like full on, like hands up going, no, like turning around in it. And then he's got the fucking brass neck to jump in the ring after and he's got the microphone. He's going, rematch, rematch. It's fucking embarrassing. They had this lassie in the middle, Dana the MC, and it just, oh, some of this stuff, mate, it was cringy as fuck. They had a raffle, then they had this one where everyone got an envelope, your phone went up, so they were trying to get everyone to be quiet so they could phone the winner inside the venue. Everyone's just going fucking mentally, telling them what it was, fucking shut up. It was just every bit, yeah. It's a shame because they were trying to raise money for charity, was what they were doing. Fuck. But aye, fuck them.
What was a fight camp? Oh, I was trying to fight my uncle off in the shower. Not what I mean like
that's it. Off. Honestly, some of them, it was a shame.
Fucking idiot.
And then the very first fight, like one boy clearly won it by miles, and then they just gave it to the other cunt. Eh? I'm like, and I said that to the two guys for Riley's gaff. I'm like, what's the score? They just give the winner's the one with the most followers on TikTok. What happening here? It was fucked up. The whole thing was proper a shame. And then fucking just seen an old guy beating up a young guy at the end and the main event and that, like, mate, you've talked a lot of talk here and your fucking uncle's pals came in and punched you a boot. It's just fucking a shame, mate. It was a shame, eh? His birds in the ring crying at the end with the microphone going, cheater, cheater. Oh, I was sad for everyone involved.
Spoke out enough about
it. I know. The cunt's mum chinned one of the cornermen. Honestly, just fifers, mate. They just can't behave. They get fucking over the bridge. They start seeing, like, big cities and that, railway lines.
Bright lights. So the bright
and they just get out of control. Restaurants, you can't.
Driving by the bar lines and all that.
That's exactly it. It's like coming to America.
McDonald's and a burger.
That's what they're like. People are laughing, but I'm telling you, these fifers, they never cross the bridge, eh? And when they do, they can't behave. What a shame. It's a sad night for social media. Anyway, I feel better now. I could go on because there was much more stupidity. There was a lot more. Three of the guys were trained by actual professional boxers. This is the fucking maddest bit. So
I bet
they were doing it for money. Well, I bet they were doing it for money as well.
Professional boxers.
One of them for sure is.
Aye. I know.
I know what you're saying.
If you're a punch bag, does that mean you're a professional boxer? Not me.
So were these under like professional rules, or was it just white collar?
I don't know. I mean, they had, I think it would have been 16 ounce gloves. Some of them had their t-shirts off, some of them had their t-shirts on. Fucking 4-2s. Some of the fights were 4 2-minute rounds, and I think the last one was an exhibition because there was an issue with the weight, and so they were both the winner.
Some couldn't say 16 ounces. One of the guys showed up with 16 ounces of blow, man. Putting on the table, like, what are you thinking for?
there was a few. there was some fucking boys in a nick, like, eh? Obviously, somebody's brought a bag of ket with them. I seen a few cunts moonwalking about, like, again, in fear of their life. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Where was it? Was it in a church hall or some shit?
No, the Normandy Hotel. I'd never been there before. There was a very famous TikToker refused entry as well. He's a big name, you know. You're his mate.
Am I fucked?
You're his mate.
Don't give it.
I know.
Got to go to Manchester for a bit of business.
Got to hang about the Normandy Hotel and get told to fuck off. That's what he did. It's just, the whole thing is weird as fuck, and it's getting weirder. And like, they had a rapper in this fucking ring singing. And
here's the thing. What is it with all these social media guys wanting to be fighters? What's the pull with the being a fighter?
They tried to move it away for that at the last minute and make out like, no, it's all for chat. The fighting's no a thing. It's for chat. There was two boys there you could clearly see had had a fucking fight before, and their fight was the best one, right, by miles. It was quite a clear distance. Two guys, had, and both of them had a pro boxer as a coach, and theirs was the only one I would have went, that was all right.
Was there any trans fights?
And sadly, no, but there was a couple kicking about. But they like them on social media, remember? Mm. Free Palestine in
that. It's a bit of a circus. When you're expecting somebody fighting a big show or something.
The last one was like that. It was like a wee boy fighting a big older guy. You know, when you used to see the ones outside the boozer, you get like some old boy. Like, aye.
Did they batter him?
Chris, what's your thoughts in the same kind of element? What's your thoughts in like the Wimp to Warrior stuff?
For MMA or boxing?
I think it's nonsense, man.
It's going to get some cunt killed.
Absolutely like, nonsense.
Actually killed, eh?
It's just a money spinner, I know. Aye. Starting to become like a fucking franchise.
That was 45 quid a ticket. It was full, like. was it full.
Wow.
Honestly.
What do you charge for... Excuse me. What do you charge for Holytown Havoc?
45 quid.
So, these are for professional, aye, amateur MMA fans.
Like, and nobody could have went to those boxing matches thinking they were going to be good. Mm-hmm. There was nobody... I'm not saying anything out of order, I didn't think. Nobody expected any of them to be any good.
But you're paying £45.
Aye. To watch...
Was that what that was as well? 45?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was, if you'd went at the end of that, if you'd have paid 45 quid for it, I'd have been like, fucking hell. Tell me,
when you add in the element of it's for charity, then it's King's Alley.
These went to water. What did they train for, like
eight 2 hour sessions or something?
They get shown like a takedown, they get shown a submission, then they fight each other in the cage at the end of the night with their pals, and then they put the picture up on their socials, and that's him, an MMA fighter.
So for them, there's no Wimp to Warrior. There's a few different versions of it out there. Basically, what you do is you get like a couple of fighters, there are a couple of guys who are wanting to be fighters. You bring them in, show them a little bit of training, and then you as a coach pairs them off with who they're going to fight on that night. But I know, like, I PT'd a guy, and he was good, and he had kickboxing experience, and although you're only getting, what is it, 2 hour sessions or whatever it is, learning submissions or not, that guy was paying me weekly to show him. So when he went in,
just fucking mauled the guy.
He absolutely fucked him up. And that is the issue. You're going to get guys.
It's expensive though, isn't it? I think the charge.
To actually pay to get onto the actual Wimp to Warrior, right? Mm-hmm.
Do you pay to do it?
Yep. It's like a beginner program.
Fucking, I didn't know that.
Aye.
I thought you just like, I'm happy to raise money for charity and I'll jump in and do it. Fucking hell.
And then obviously.
That's even makes it even worse.
As you say, what happens the night of the fight? You sell tickets to all your pals. You know you're going to win. Because well, for that guy, I was PTing. Like, we were in there every single weekend and we were drilling specific moves. We weren't just
he
like,
was good.
I wasn't teaching a class where it's like, you're maybe only getting 2-3 minutes of my time. Mm-hmm. He was getting an hour of my time. Like, no, put your hand here, do this, drill, boom, 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 boom. And he was getting good at these positions. And then just goes in and fucking hoses a guy. And then I got a message saying, your boy won, like...
Aye, surely no.
He ain't my boy. And then it turns out he was like a fucking super...
The guy with the red-tailed tattoos?
Aye, but...
What was in a band?
Aye, what was it? He turned out to be like a fucking super beast or something like that?
After. Super pedo. The diddler. He's part of the diddler's gang.
Whatever, he turned out to be like a fucking... He turned out to be a wrong...
South Lanarkshire Strangler.
Turned out to be a wrong...
I just remember what his bud looked like.
That was the reason I PT'd him.
For the chick to come in.
What you might do is you might watch me do the triangle.
So I'll demo it on you.
Near man.
But they were there every week.
Oh,
every
week. Ball,
you're like, bad guys.
I was like,
teabag central, man. Anyway.
Did you see Mighty Mouse? This news.
Yes, beating a 250 pound brown belt. He's a brown belt. That was impressive. Did you see him just swinging him about like it was an empty tracksuit
with a gee?
Bone arrow choke, eh?
Bone arrow choke. It was a belter.
It was nice. Aye, it is kind
that
of
guy's, that guy's a black belt, and that just shows you that
the moose.
Aye, that the moose. It just shows you that jiu-jitsu, where its original, the original development of it was for small guys to overpower big guys, and it's good. Just shown the guy who was superiorly skilled won.
Mighty Mouse defeat and hate crime there. Like to see that. Oh no, is it?
I think it's black and white.
Same guy.
Aye.
Very sad.
Aye, but it was a belt today, a bone arrow choke.
It was brilliant. It was
very good.
That's the point of jiu-jitsu. Aye. That's what
what event was it? Was it like Pan Am or something like that? Pan, I don't think it was like one of the biggies. Go up again.
Pan Am.
Pan Jiu-Jitsu. Mm. So I don't think it, like, I'm not taking anything away from his victory.
That is a biggie, mate. I think that is a biggie.
Is it?
That's been one for years, man. BJ Penn, that used to win that.
Right.
Could be wrong.
Talking shit.
But
I'm talking shit, I'm saying.
But because ECDC, no, ADCC is like taking over big time. I know. The jiu-jitsu world.
And then you've obviously got things like Polaris and all the kind of things.
Right. To be fair, I'm still doing gi jiu-jitsu in between, like he's still, is he not still the champ at one?
Is he no fight, did he no come up yesterday so that he's fighting
us? I think it was a April Fool.
A fight, was it? All right. I knew I could see. And I mean, it was like five rounds between the big
guys. Thank fuck, we don't need to wait a year again for this pish.
I know.
Does MD actually be like, how fucking good's April Fool Days? Like, fucking get a grip of yourself, you winks.
A 2 minute scroll on Instagram yesterday and you're just like, oh fuck this.
I know. I seen one of my Frank Lampard saying with Aberdeen, you're just like, this is what you're doing with your life. making Frank Lampard logos with Aberdeen fucking badges, man. No job, no fucking job. Not mean, you've not got a wife to fuck. You're fucking just sitting making these shit.
It's a lot of cunts, mate. And exactly. Dane fuck all. Mm. I don't know.
Trying to get famous on social media is what they're trying to do.
The buggy choke on Cage Warriors, I know.
Fuck aye. It was good.
Did you not go for it a few times?
I've never been caught in one. Have you used to?
Yes.
I don't know if he's got me with one. I think he probably has.
We're talking about Sean.
Sean Clancy.
I thought he would have been the first one Cage Wallace to get it.
Oh, he's probably fucking spitting teeth.
Aye,
he'd be fucking spitting feathers.
He has done it in a fight, I'm sure. I'm sure he's buggy choked somebody in a fight.
No, in a fight, in a grappling match.
Oh,
in a
cage.
So you remember they done the four mans and stuff, or I remember that.
Aye.
Done grappling comps in cages.
Because I was like, I'm sure I've seen him doing it in a cage.
But then getting it on Cage Warriors is obviously a big thing.
Maybe it was a fight, but I'm sure he'd done it in a grappling match in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely caught somebody in a match.
I mean, the first time seeing him doing it in the gym, I was standing at the side and I was like, I think that looks like a... Oh, yeah, I can't.
The kid's got power.
It's not just that, he's just got the fucking balls to try it, eh? Just like, fuck it, I'll get a go. Who cares? That's how you're supposed to be.
Guys, if you have been involved in an accident, there's only one number you need to know, and it's to get in touch with G4 Claims. Ross, what is that number?
01698-767-172.
And if you don't have a phone, Ross, where can you hit them up?
Not@faultclaim.com.
If you don't like talking to people on the phone, where can you hit them up?
You can also WhatsApp them.
Why would I go to G4 Claims to deal with all my hassle of a car accident? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they give you a courtesy car, your whole claim. They'll give you 100% of the claim, which is entitled to you, and they'll deal with all that stress I told you. Ross, one more time for that number.
01698-767-172.
It makes sense if you've been involved in an accident to hit up G4 Claims.
Fair play, man.
But I think he went for it a few times, had fucked it up. And he obviously got the sub... In the dying seconds. Not the dying seconds.
Why is he not punching fuck at his face here? I know it's lower, but you could land at least 20 shots here.
You could definitely make me an effort to frame, that's for sure.
Look, his head's blue, mate.
Honestly, I would stand up and I would
slam.
Cheese grate his face onto the cage, mate. Just up and down, up and down.
You're going to have to talk us through that. What's he doing there?
Squeezing his arteries. So he's using his leg.
Even though he's on bottom, though.
He's using his leg and his lap to shut off the blood going to his brain.
So one shoulder's covering one side, be the bottom.
Aye.
It's a
punk ass bitch move. As you said, Chris, fucking, you'll not be doing that when you're getting elbowed, when somebody's dropping elbows into your jaw.
And the thing is, as well, he knows his hand is right on his face, so his face is right there. Like,
obviously, the guy's needs to be in tap side control, like good cross face, putting a bit of pressure on to actually get that through the bottom anyway. But
do you want to
know how you own the bottom? Not me.
But you know what I like about jiu-jitsu? The fact that when we first started jiu-jitsu, being side control, we had good shoulder of justice, it was a winning position, and then somebody's like, check this out, I do this move, and people are like, get the fuck, and then all of a sudden, you get nailed with a boggy choke.
Now we get told not to do it in the gym.
Aye, and it's like, no, we can't put any dead anymore.
But no side control.
In our time in the sport, it's developed so much. Going for what a triangle was to what a triangle is now, all these inversions, the rise of fucking leg lock guys, like just grabbing legs and trying to smash ankles, knees, ligaments, no matter what it is. The way the sport's going.
You got me with one last week, actually. Straight away, I was like, oh, you fucker. See, when I tried to like stand up and kick out, I was like, it's,
Aye, they come on, and especially in the gym, they do come on pretty quick, don't they? And the last thing you want to do is, if you're going with somebody that's inexperienced, and they turn one way, and as you're applying pressure that way as well.
Or it's slippy, right? Because it can get slippy in there.
Like, and that's you out for, what, 6 months recovery?
I never try to, the thing I always do, though, is, I didn't even want to panic when in it, because you didn't want to be one of these guys who just, I see a lot of guys even at high level like shows, I think their leg gets wrapped up and they just panic and tap because they go, oh, you fucker, I feel like I've no got control of my leg, I'm in trouble,
in this position.
I'm tapping. I try and let it go to a point where I'm like, right, now I do have to tap before this gets silly. I'm not letting it get, like, obviously I'm not wanting it getting fucking twisted off, but at the same time, I'm not wanting to just go, oh, my fucking leg's been straightened out, I'm tapping. So it's a weird one. The buggy choke's cool though, we see.
Guys, just to let you know, we're heading over to the Patreon now. So if you want to continue listening, you need to head over onto the Patreon.
That's the joys of being part of the Patreon, guys. Keep it high, keep it low.
I didn't know that was happening at all.
That's this week's podcast. If you are looking to find out what we were speaking about in the Patreon episode, there's only one way to find out. It's hit up the Patreon. Patreon has got some really good content on it. There's a bank of videos there, and there's some stuff already in the pipeline that we've been filming the last couple of weeks. Hit up Patreon, hit the like and share in the all social medias and our YouTube channel, and we'll see you next week.
Subscribe.
I like it, man.
Subscribe.